Okay, we'll get back to the Thalam exercises today. The first thing we learnt last time was how to count 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, right? Then 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now let's take this 4 notes per beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And we are going to remember that we are going to be in the same speed. But we can fit a different count within while maintaining the 4 notes per beat. Okay, so now we are talking about a new dimension here. We already fixed the dimension of how many notes per beat. But we can now change the dimension of what we are counting. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 is a count of 4s. Okay, an alternative would be 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Observe that we are still going at this speed of 4 notes per beat, but I'm counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, which is just a different way of counting. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, that's one thing. Then, similarly, I can count 3 notes per beat, which is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, beat. Okay, you notice that a simple mathematics would tell you that if I have 3 notes, it's not 3 notes per beat, if I count 3 notes, okay, and multiply that by 4 times, in other words, I counted 4 times, on a scale where I am counting 4 notes per beat, it will cover 3 thalams, right, or 3 beats. So, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, beat. Okay, this is something you got to practice. Okay, by the way, as I keep saying this, if I keep telling you a new lesson, you just want to stop the real player and then repeat it, okay? And then just rewind it slightly or just push back the cursor a little bit and then you can listen to the whole thing again, okay? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, beat. Okay, so similarly, if you ascend one more note per beat, one more note, it comes to 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's easy. Now, 5 notes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Obviously, this will take you 5 beats. Okay, notice that this is different from putting 5 notes within a single beat. You're having only 4 notes per beat. Okay, the different dimension is how much you're counting now. If you're counting 5 notes, now the 5th note will fall on the next beat. That's what is going to happen here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. And it will take you 5 cycles to get back. Okay, like the other thalam exercises, you got to do this at different speeds. Again, if you're not able to get it first, slow it down or separate out things such as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Okay, then you put the thalam separately. Make sure you're counting 5 correctly. Tak, 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 beat. Okay, then you can put these two together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Okay, and that's the way you want to put it together. Okay, once you get it in a slower pace, if you can't get it at some pace, slow it down even further. Don't worry. Okay, then once you've gotten it at certain speed, then you should go to the next speed, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Okay, so in order to get to an X speed, you should first do the 4 counts, because that is easy. You know how they fit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat. Okay, so this is something you should practice. It's very important. Again, all these thalam exercises are extremely important. You should do it right now, otherwise you'll have trouble later. Okay, so similarly, you can put 7, which will lead to 7 beats. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, beat. Okay, what did I do? I counted 7 4 times, kept 4 notes per beat, and kept my thalam steady. Okay, and each of these notes were equidistant from each other. Okay, that's the thing. So you should not get flustered if the notes actually fall on an odd number or a number which you don't recognize on the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first round is falling on 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Beat. Okay, so it will fall on different notes. Don't worry about that. Just keep the beat steady. And you've got to practice this several times. Okay, and at several speeds. Okay, so the other part is a simple combination of thalam and layam again. But here we are just looking at 4 notes per beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? And we are giving it notes like sarigama, sarigama. Okay? Now, it turns out that if you have 4 notes, you can introduce longer notes. That is a note which is occupying more than one aksharam or one fourth divisions in the beat. For example, sa ri. So you have the sa occupying 2 notes or 2 aksharams, and ri also doing the same thing. Sa ri. Okay. Now you can play all kinds of games with this. You can keep. So you can split a 4 into 2, 2, or you can split a 4 into 1, 2, and 1, for example. Or you can split a 4 into 2, 1, 1, or you can split a 4 into 1, 1, 2, right? So, sa ri ga, that is, the first note was 2, then 1, 1, sa ri ga. Okay, the next combination is sa ri ga, where I had 1, 2, 1. And then we have sariga 1, 1, 2. Okay, now this is a very important set of combinations. Very simple, but you have to just do it again. Sari, sariga, 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 sari, sariga, 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 sari, sariga, 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 sari, sariga, sariga, sariga. Okay, now you can sort of shift this whole thing by one note. Okay, it's actually a form of alankaram, but it's a good idea to learn it now, because you know this is the place where you're combining Shruti and Thalam, and then you're also introducing a pattern of Shruti where you're moving up by one note. Sari, sariga, 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 riga, rigama, rigama, rigama. Okay, you've just moved the whole thing by one. Rigam, riga, rigama, rigama, rigama. Gama, gama, pa, gama, pa, gama, pa, ma, pa, ma, pa, da, ma, pa, da, ma, pa, da, pa, da, pa, da, ni, pa, da, ni, pa, da, ni, da, ni, da, ni, sa, da, ni, sa, da, ni, sa. Then you should return the way you came. Sa, ni, sa, ni, da, sa, ni, da, sa, ni, da, ni, da, ni, da, ba, ni, da, ba, ni, da, ni, da, ba, ni, da, ba, ni, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, ma, da, pa, ma, da, pa, ma, pa, ma, pa, ma, ga, pa, ma, pa, ma, ga, pa, ma, ga, pa, ma, pa, ma, ga, pa, ma, ga, pa, ma, ga, ma ga ma ga ri ma ga ri ma ga ri ga ri ga ri sa ga ri sa ga ri sa. So this is a good exercise, okay? And in the next class we learn how to shift this exercise by one note or by two notes or three notes, so that you can also have a thalam practice which is along with that, okay, in odd starting places. Okay, the other exercise which you need to do at this point of time is just a pure Shruti exercise, where you should be able to invoke a swaram once you conceptualize it. For example, if I conceptualize sa and pa, I should be able to say sa pa. Okay, and you should have a colleague with you so that you he can verify, he or she can verify that you're singing the right notes. Sometimes it is quite easy to conceptualize one note, but you're actually singing other note even though you're speaking that note. Sa pa. No, it's not pa. It's a form of madhyamam. It's actually the madhyamam you've not learnt yet. Sa pa. No, it's a. Even though you're saying pa, it is actually the madhyamam ma. Sa pa. You're actually singing da, but you're calling it pa. This is what you should not do. Okay, so this is why this exercise is very important. So just conceptualize two notes. Say re ga. Okay, which is next to each other. Re ga. This will come easily because we naturally learn sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa, which is in complete sequence. So the natural tendency is to sing the note which is next to it, either in the ascending or descending order. Okay, suppose we want to do re ma. Re ma.